أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for the year 2018. Today, in the second day of the blessed month of Ramadan, we wish to look at the topic of following up. And again, today this reflection will come from Surah Al-Baqarah, which is chapter number 2, and it will be from verse number 87. Now, before we go into the verse, into the Arabic and the English translation of it, and a brief review and analysis, and the lesson which we wish to derive for today, we realize the fact that when we look at the topic of following up, that it's always important to have a plan in place. Right? As the famous saying goes, that when you fail to plan, then you have actually planned to fail. And so, as we will see in this verse shortly, that it is a tradition of God, it is one of the sunnah, one of the immutable ways of God, and something which He is obviously expecting from us and trying to show us that we always need to be planning and putting forth a agenda of change. Now, that doesn't mean that necessarily we will always be successful, but ultimately, as we realize that when it comes to these sorts of issues, we are not really responsible for the outcome. Meaning that we do what we have to do, we fulfill our obligations, we take care of our responsibilities, we do what it is that we are required to do, and then we pray to God, we ask Him to bring our plans to fruition, to give us success in whatever it is that we are planning to do. Without further ado, let us go to the verse for today, for the second day of the month of Ramadan. Have a listen to the Arabic and the English translation, and then we'll come back with a brief analysis and a lesson to derive in terms of leadership and management principles from the point of view of the Quran. Allah says the following within His beloved book.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ
Indeed, we gave Moses the scripture and sent messengers after him in a successive series. One of the things which Allah has done, which God has done, from the beginning of Prophet Adam, and this will continue and has continued and will continue until the end of time, is that He sends guides for humanity. He started this chain off with Prophet Adam, and it continued down the line, for example, through prophets such as Noah, such as Abraham, such as Ishmael, such as Isaac, Moses, Jacob, the tribes of Israel. It continued to other prophets, culminating or ending up through going to the line of Prophet Jesus and ending with the final of all of these prophets, which is the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. And even after the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, although prophethood came to an end, there are no prophets after that individual. We do believe in what we call imamat, which is the divine leadership, the divinely appointed leadership, the successorship of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, and that continues in the line in 12 personages, beginning with Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, peace be upon them both, and it will culminate, that will culminate with the 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, who we believe is currently in occultation, and he will one day return. He will make himself apparent to begin his mission of reformation of the society of earth on a whole. But coming back to the main topic is that we see, as God says in this verse, that He has sent prophets. It didn't end with just one or two. It was a continuous chain of prophets that God had sent for humanity. Moses was but one of the prophets. He had his own successors. There were people like Yusha. There were people like Aaron. There were people who continued in that in his progeny, and then eventually the family tree obviously splits. You have prophets like Abraham, his two sons, Isaac and Ishmael. Obviously, you have two different streams of prophets that came from there, the children of Israel, Prophet Moses and the descendants, and then from the other end you have, for example, Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. But the moral of this is that we see that God, in His infinite wisdom, continues to send. He follows up prophet after prophet, imam after imam, successor after successor, because there can never be a stoppage in activity. There can never be a stoppage in guidance. There can never be a cessation in guiding humanity And as we look in the topic for today of following up when it comes to our own leadership principles, this is something that we also have to keep in mind. And so therefore we say that when we look at the secular world, we have to realize that one of the most important aspects of leadership is to actually be a good leader in following up, whether that be, for example, having a succession plan in place. Many nonprofit institutions, they may have different ways of putting their executive members into office, whether it be a general election, whether it be by a nomination and then a vote of confidence for that individual. Whatever the case may be, there always at one level has to be a succession plan in an institute, in a business, in an organization. But at the same time, the second aspect or the second lesson that we can derive from this is that when it comes to us as leaders, we have to always be following up with the people who are under us. You know, it's not always enough to just give an employee a plan of work of what they have to do and then let them leave and go on their own and do it, right? As a manager, as a good manager, we'll always follow up with that individual. We'll see if they need any help, if there's any hurdles that are in their way that we can hopefully remove, any impediments, any blockages which are stopping them from getting their own job done. Following up is a very important responsibility. It's a very important trait for a leader to have. Because if you just give people something to do and don't follow up with them, you don't check in, not to spy on them, obviously, but just to make sure that things are going as they should, then obviously you do run the risk of falling behind, of not being able to deliver in whatever it is that you have to give to a client, or whether it be just internal work within a business or within a company. And so we learn from this verse in the second day of the month of Ramadan that following up is extremely important. God has done so by sending prophets one after the other. And as good leaders, as good managers, as good administrators, we will do the same. We will ensure that we have a plan of succession within our institutions. And more importantly, that when we give individuals tasks to fulfill, we do make sure and we follow up with them to make sure that they are delivering on what it is that they are expected to give back. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.